It's a long and dusty road, a hard and a heavy load. The folks I meet ain't always kind. Some are bad and some are good. Some have done the best they could. Some have tried to ease my trouble in mind. And I can't help but wonder where I'm bound, where I'm bound. Can't help but wonder where I'm bound. I've been wandering through this land, doing the best I can, trying to find what I was meant to do. And the people that I see look as worried as can be, and it looks like they are wondering too. Help me sing it now. And I can't help but wonder where I'm bound, where I'm bound. Can't help but wonder where I'm bound. Now I had a little girl one time. She had lips like sherry wine. She loved me till my head went plumb insane. But I was too blind to see she was drifting away from me. And my good gal went off on a morning train. And I can't help but wonder where I'm bound, where I'm bound. Can't help but wonder where I'm bound. And I had a buddy back home, but he started out to roam. And I hear he's out by Frisco Bay. And sometimes when I've had a few, his old voice comes ringing through. And I'm going out to see him some old day. And I can't help but wonder where I'm bound, where I'm bound. Can't help but wonder where I'm bound. Now if you see me passing by, and you sit and you wonder why, and you wish that you were a rambler too, nail your shoes to the kitchen floor, lace them up and bar the door, thank your stars for the roof that's over you. And I can't help but wonder where I'm bound, where I'm bound. Can't help but wonder where I'm bound.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. This is a purely topical song about a terrific television show I saw last summer. It was a daytime TV show, which made it even more extraordinary. It was the Congressional Hearings on Automobile Safety. Perhaps you caught that one. It was very exciting. It all started with this guy, Ralph Nader, who wrote a book showing that certain structural defects in Detroit were sending us through our windshields at an alarming rate, and Congress got upset, and of course Detroit pushed the panic button, and somebody in General Motors' legal department hired this private detective whose job was to go out and prove that Ralph Nader was either A, a homosexual, or B, a communist, or if preferably both of the above. And any basic student of logic can see that if he had been either a homosexual or a communist, or both, that those structural defects would have disappeared overnight. We all know that. But Congress didn't see it that way. They found out about the private detective, and the upshot of the whole thing was the president of GM had to apologize on network daytime television. Beautiful show. Wiped out Secret Storm that day. I thought that a moment so embarrassing should not be left unsung, so I wrote this. I wrote a song called Detroit Auto Safety Massacre Blues. And it is set to the tune of Ta-ra-ra-boom-dee, which seems somehow fitting and proper. It's I bought a car the other day, and as I proudly drove away, a red light made me use the brake, which was my very first mistake. My head went through the steering wheel and put a hole in my windshield, and as they towed my car away, I heard the salesman say, come buy another car, it won't go very far. A Barracuda Shark designed to fall apart. Just when you pay it off, the engine starts to cough. Come trade it in and then start paying bills again. I felt my car had let me down. I started asking all around if cars were built for safety's sake, which was my second bad mistake. For General Motors took the pains to try to prove I was insane. They called me quite anonymously, and this they said to me, a sexy car design will have you feeling fine, with sharp and sexy fins to stab pedestrians. And when you ram a bus, don't blame the rest on us. The brakes might leave you flat, we meant to tell you that. Some people started getting mad and felt that they were being had. The hue and cry was loud and clear, so loud some senators could hear. The automakers had come in spite of all to Washington, and there for all the world to see, they made this fervent plea. Ta-ra-ra-boom-dee-ay, come buy a car today. The hour is growing late, we must depopulate. There'll be some drivers who will be survivors too, but they won't get too far, we'll sell them faster cars. Thank you. While we're on the subject of automotive mayhem, this is a song I wrote a couple years ago and have since revised. It's a tragic, tragic ballad dedicated to those of us who from time to time pull up to the exact change lane on the turnpike and find we have no change. Or that we have one quarter and we throw it and miss. And it's either under the car for the quarter or go through the red light and then the helicopter drops gas on you. This song is written to the tune of an old Southern train wreck song, which also seemed, you know, strangely apropos. And it's called Georgie on the Freeways. Thank you for the clap. The summer sun was beating down. No, whoops. I just sang version one. The summer sun was beating down on poor George Chester's head. He stood outside the parking lot, his body shook with dread. The parking attendant brought his car at the end of a long, hard day. And placing himself in the hands of God, he drove to the long freeway. The traffic rolled at a terrible speed as bumper to bumper they flew. They ricocheted from lane to lane, their mighty horns they blew. The cops were placed in mortal terror, they tried in vain to flee. George saw one cop drive through the rail, crying, near my God to thee. The traffic rolled at a terrible speed, all caution cast aside. George tried to reach the right-hand lane, but 'twas in vain he tried. He rolled right by his exit ramp, but he saw one hopeful sign. Another exit was coming soon, just 20 miles down the line. He came at last to the turnpike gate and he laid his money down. He took the first turn to the right, he followed the curve around.
He took each bend of the clover leaf, he followed every sign. And when he came back to the same toll gate, he gave them another dime. His hands were tied on the steering wheel, his lips and throat were dry. He swore by all that he held dear, he'd make it through or die. He took the first turn to the right, the clover leaf to go through. He was quite sure of his success, till the toll gate hove in view. And now they say when the moon is full and the clover leaf is still, the sound of an engine can be heard laboring up the hill. A dime drops in the toll machine in the cool of a summer's night, and eternally that poor car takes the first turn to the right.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Thank you. We locked Janice in the dressing room. Back, Janison. Paid the man, oh, he was old, tipped my hat and walked away. down that sweet redemption road. Put it down to yesterday. Come redemption, my old friend, when the seeds of life are sown, come and lead me to the end. Looking back, I can't complain. I took out what I put in. Days of snow, days of rain, and redemption in the end. Come redemption, my old friend, when the seeds of life are sown, come and in, my friend.
Jesse, come home. There's a hole in the bed where we slept. Now it's growing cold. Hey, Jesse, your face in the place where we lay by the hearth, all apart, it hangs on the heart. And I'm leaving a light on the stairs. No, I'm not scared. I wait for you. Hey, Jesse, lonely, come home. Jesse, the floors and the boards, recalling your steps. And I remember too, all the pictures of fate. they are shaded in gray, but I still set a place on the table at noon, and I'm leaving a light on the stairs. No, I'm not scared. I wait for you. Hey, Jessie, I'm lonely. Come home. Jessie, the spread on the bed, it's like when you left, 'cause I've kept it up for you. And all the blues and the greens have been recently cleaned, and they are seemingly new. Hey, Jess, me and you, we'll swallow the light on the stairs. We'll do up my hair. We'll sleep unaware. It's Jesse.
I wrote in 2003 that I was going to drop because it's no longer that relevant, but Tom and Robin insisted that it was in fact relevant, so here it is. I was at home with my partner Pat, and we were sitting in the living room texting one another when I saw on the news crawl that we could get married in Toronto. So I texted her and I said, "Pat, I have to go to a science fiction convention in August in Toronto. Would you want to get married while I'm there?" And Pat texted back, "A science fiction convention. How appropriate." So it was, we found ourselves in Toronto getting married in 2003, and it was very exciting and very special and very wonderful. And then we came home. And so on this side of the border, on that side of the border, when they gave us the forms, I put down that I was married. And then I walked 10 feet. And they gave me another form, and I looked at Pat, and I said, "Well, you're a lawyer. What am I supposed to do here?" And she said, "Well, now you put down that you're single." And I said, "Well, how can I walk 10 feet and I'm single?" And Pat said, "I have clients who have waited years to do that." We're married in London, but not in New York. Spain says we're kosher. The states say we're pork. Yeah, I tried that in Milwaukee once. We went in Toronto, the judge said amen. And when we got home, we were single again. It's hard being married and living in sin. Sometimes I forget just which state I am in. Thank God I'm not Catholic. I'd be a mess trying to figure out what to confess. says I've got a wife, and Amsterdam tells me I'm partner for life. But back in America, land of the free, I'm a threat to the national security. If I were a frog, here is what I would say. It's hard being green, it's hard being gay, but love has no color, and hearts have no sex. So love where you can, and f*** all the rest. Thank you on behalf of all frogs. I've waited a lifetime to use that word appropriately in a song. Well, we were sitting backstage and Tom looked at me and said, oh, 5 sold out shows in a row. And I said, yeah, it feels pretty damn good. We'll say. And it does feel good. I don't think you realize just how big a difference a great audience can make to us, but trust me, it makes a huge difference. It's really a wonderful thing for someone like me to be able to do this gig because, well, it's the closest I'll ever get to being in a band. There's that. But it's also that I firmly believe, as does Tom, as does Robin, that art saves. That it changes lives, that it holds on to our dreams when we forget we have them. That artists are there to give us back our dreams and to keep our history straight. It's a marvelous, mysterious thing to be an artist. To be born into the right time for your talent, into the right family, into the right culture and country. It's really, if you think about it, there are so many variables. It's just astonishing. And to get to work every day and know that I'm sharing the stage with 2 people who also seek the universal, who strive to create work that cuts through race and gender and nationality and size and all of the things that we humans use to hold ourselves apart from one another. It's really quite an extraordinary privilege. So when Tom and I were doing press for the tour and we were both complaining that we kept being asked the same question, aren't you sick of singing that song? And we both had the same answer, which is, oh no. I learned the truth at 17, that love was meant for beauty queens and high school girls with clear skin smiles, married young and then retired. The Valentines I never knew, the Friday night charades of youth were spent on one more beautiful. At 17 I learned the truth. Lacking in the social graces, desperately remained at home, inventing lovers on the phone, who called to say, come dance with me, and murmured vague obscenities. It isn't all it seems. At 17, a brown girl in hand-me-downs, whose name I never could pronounce, said, pity please the ones who serve, 'cause they only get what they deserve. In the rich relation, hometown queen marries into what she needs, with a guarantee of company and haven for the elderly. the love they sought to gain in debentures of quality and dubious integrity. Their small town eyes will gape at you in dull surprise when payment due exceeds accounts received at 17. To those of us who knew the pain of Valentines that never came, and those whose names were never called when choosing sites for basketball, it was long ago and far away, and the world was younger than today, when dreams were all they gave for free to ugly duckling girls like me. We all play the game, and when we dare, we cheat ourselves at solitaire, inventing lovers on the phone, repenting other lives unknown. They call and say, come on, dance with me, and murmur vague obscenities at ugly girls like me at 17. Please welcome back Robin Bullock and Tom Baxton.
Oh boy. I'm sure some of you will remember the excitement back in 1963 when a true American legend named Mississippi John Hurt was discovered. Still living in his town of Avalon, Mississippi, and still playing and singing as well as he ever did. I was fortunate to be at the Newport Festival for the first time that summer when they brought John up there, and the North got to hear this man for the first time, and oh, he just knocked everyone's socks off. And amazingly, a couple weeks later, he joined us at the Gaslight Cafe in Gwinnett Village and stayed for a couple weeks. We got to hear John Hurt three or four times a night, night after night. And boy, when you're young, you know, you just soak that up by osmosis, anything. It's wonderful ragtime, syncopated guitar playing. And about 10 years after this sweet man left us, a song more or less in his style showed up in the back of my head and turned out to be about him. It's called Did You Hear John Hurt?
3, 4.
It was a frosty night. It was beginning to snow. Down the city streets, the wind began to blow. We all came to the cellar, we all emptied the bar to hear a little old feller play a shiny guitar. Did you hear John Hurt play the Creole bell? Spanish Fandango, let it love so well. Did you love John Hurt? Did you shake his hand? Did you hear him singing his Candyman? Oh, did you hear him singing his Candyman? Thank you.
girl with his felt hat on. He tickled our fancy with his Avalon. And everybody passing down McDougal Street will cock your heads and listen to tapping feet. Did you hear John Hurt play the Creole Brown? Spanish Fandango that he loves so well. Did you love John Hurt? Did you shake his hand? Did you hear him singing his Candyman? Did you hear him singing his Candyman? My Creole Bell,
my Creole Bell,
I love him well,
I love him well,
my darling baby, my Creole Bell. When stars do shine,
when stars do shine,
then she'll be mine,
then she'll be mine,
my darling baby, my Creole Bell. It was a frosty night, it was beginning to snow, and then the city streets, the wind began to blow. We all came to the cellar, we all emptied the bar, to hear a little old feller play a shiny guitar. Did you hear John Hurt play the Creole Bell? Spanish Fandango that he loves so well. Did you love John Hurt? Did you shake his hand? Did you hear him singing his Candyman? Oh, did you hear him singing his Candyman?
He was a man in a friend always. He stood by me in the hard old days.
He never cared. Rambled around in the rain and snow. And here's to you, my rambling boy. May all your rambling bring you joy. Here's to you, my rambling boy. May all your rambling bring you joy. In Tulsa town, we chanced to stray, thought we'd try to work one day. Boss said he had room for one. Says my old pal, we'd rather bum. And here's to you, my rambling boy. May all your rambling bring you joy. Here's to you, my rambling boy. May all your rambling bring you joy. Late one night in a hobo cab, the weather it was cold and damp. He got the chills and he got them bad. They took the only friend I had. And here's to you, me here. And here's to you, my Rutland boy. May all your rhymes bring you joy. Here's to you, my Rutland boy. May all your rhymes bring you joy.
Thank you, everybody. Mr. Robin Bullock.
Mr. Tom Paxton.
Ms. Janice Ian. How about a special thanks for Mr. Robin Bullock for a fantastic job?
We prepared a special song. It's in Norwegian. We're hoping you know it. You probably had to learn it in school. If you do know it, please feel free to join in. If you don't know it, feel free as well.
Settled in.
wife, living out our lives, and I would not trade a line, make it smooth and fine, or pretend that time stands still. I wanna rest my soul here where it can grow without fear. Another line, another year, I'm still standing here. See these marks on my skin, they are the lyric of my life. Every story I begin just means another ends in sight. Only lovers understand. This skin just covers who I am. And I would not trade a line, make it smooth and fine, or pretend that time stands still. Rest my soul here where it can grow without fear. Another line, another year, I'm still standing here. See these bruises, see these scars, hieroglyphs that tell the tale. You can read them in the dark through your fingertips like Braille. And I would not trade a line, make it smooth and fine, or pretend that time stands still. I wanna rest my soul here it can grow without fear. Another line, another year, I'm still standing here. I'm still standing here. We're still standing here.
Good night, Irene.